And thank you for inviting me to speak today. When Philip Welsh contacted me about doing a presentation, I began to think of what would really enthuse me in the developing of a talk and what topic would engage the congregation. Seeing as refugees are very much on our minds today, and because UUs are committing to a refugee sponsorship, and because it's a major concern of mine, and I do have a bit of experience working with refugees, I decided, thinking about the lives and experience of refugees and thinking about ourselves as helpers of newcomers would be worth doing. Opening our doors, our hearts and minds, our resources to the other in deep need is at the heart of our UU faith. It can be profoundly transformative for the helper as well as the helped. And like all experiences where we commit to the unknown, it involves some risk and requires a faith in possibility. In the service of a truly grounded love, Quakers have a phrase that comes to mind, "Way will open." We live in a world in which the UN High Commission on Refugees estimate there are approximately 50 and now actually approaching 60 million refugees and internally displaced persons. Millions more people than the population of Canada, amounting to about 1 in 122 people worldwide. Now, thinking about Syrians, the number of refugees and internally displaced persons is probably about half of the population of that country. This fact may lead us to one of the first questions that comes to mind. Given these staggering numbers and unfathomable need, what am I to do? What is my community to do and my country? How do I dialogue about this issue? What action shall I take? What is most effective? Shall I sponsor a few people? Or advocate for government action? Or give money to aid organizations in Canada and in countries such as Lebanon, where NGOs and faith organizations struggle to meet enormous need? Who should I listen to? Where should I get information? What groups locally might we work with effectively? For those of us who opt for sponsorship, there are a range of practicalities involved in sponsoring. Andy Blair and Jim Morrison, and I'm sure many others here, are aware of and have had a direct experience. Practicalities include possibly selecting an individual or family to be sponsored, choosing the type of sponsorship, fundraising and helping newcomers meet financial obligations, obtaining and setting up a household, assisting in enrolling in people for English classes, helping children get started at school, obtaining health care, finding out about how to get around our city, getting winter clothing, where to shop for the desired foods, dealing with money, searching for and adapting to work, learning about Canadian holidays and everyday interaction patterns, and so on. These could be called, broadly speaking, organizational tasks, which is the main requirement for a sponsoring group. But today, for a few minutes, let's look at some of the background thinking that help to guide our approaches to assisting newcomers. So this topic for today has to do with the effort to become a bit more aware of our descriptions, our narratives, and our habits of emphasis and focus in regards to refugees generally, and newcomers in particular, and our view of ourselves as helpers. Now, I imagine you may have come across, maybe from time to time, an English-speaking person when communicating with someone new to English, speaking much louder when not being understood. or speaking to a newcomer as if they might speak to a young child. This sort of rather extreme, unhelpful behavior can happen when someone is not quite aware of themselves and their attitudes, perceptions, and what they're actually doing. And there are interesting questions about how we work together to raise our awarenesses. What would you like to speak to other UUs when you get a chance about the refugee experience? What's highest in your mind in terms of questions? So find ways, obviously, to have those conversations and dialogues. I just want to say a couple of things about myself, about why I am involved in refugee support. One reason is because of the nature of my immigrant experience of coming to Canada in 1968, leaving the United States out of refusal to fight in the American War against Vietnam. I immediately felt deeply indebted to Canada for accepting and welcoming me, and I have wanted to repay in ways that might be useful for making Canada a just and peaceful place. But maybe even more so, I am very aware how incredibly easy it was for me to find a home here. I had no barriers or tense times with language, dress, cultural practices, religion, race, gender, employment. In other words, I was as privileged as one could possibly be, making a fresh start. It isn't something I've forgotten. It has been a motivator for me to work for 10 years coordinating literacy and English as a second language programs provided by our libraries, and helping refugees with tutoring, facilitating conversation groups, providing employment assistance, and joining in sponsorship. So as you do know, UUs and Quakers have worked together over the past year and a half to support 5 Ethiopians who have been living in Kenya for years, hoping for a chance to start a new life in Canada. UUs have contributed household items and have been financially generous, for which we are all grateful. So mostly what I would like to move on to now is that there are various questions and queries that will help us think about our understanding of who the refugees are and what we understand ourselves to be as we work through this. So we're thinking about assumptions, perceptions, and the forming of ideas about identity, the newcomer's identity, and our own as helpers. Typically, a refugee sponsorship preparation session might begin with descriptions of refugee experiences upon arriving in Canada, experiences encountering very different cultural and linguistic practices, and so forth. These are truly beneficial and essential workshops provided by ISANS, our local immigrant assistance organization. But I thought we could do something different. So let's begin with ourselves. Changing the usual format here just a little bit, we're going to have 3 short sharing sessions, quite short as I look at the clock, based on some leading questions. It really is your shared experiences and wisdom that is the treasure here. So first up, let's think about this question. Who is the refugee? What words come to mind? Are there images that appear in your mind's eye? What are some of the words or phrases that surface? What are the experiences and influences leading each of us to certain sorts of general descriptions of refugees? Some sources are the popular media, television in particular, our own or family experience, government pronouncements and policies, refugees we might know, interactions in daily life in stores and elsewhere, our local immigrant and refugee settlement association, ISANS, and relevant conversations. So my first question really is this. What are the influences on me and my experience with refugees that have helped form my idea about refugees? I think we can see that there's some really vital and interesting conversations to be had as things move forward with your sponsorship, but not just the sponsorship, other issues around our identity, as Reverend Norm has just brought up. So, in my estimation, there certainly is a spiritual dimension in helping the stranger from far away, coming possibly with unfamiliar language and culture and needs we can only guess at. There may be moments when our categories of understanding dissolve and are of no use, and our shared humanity becomes the only common ground. So if there's a religious dimension of this work, beyond the obvious activity of doing good works, it may be in transformative moments of finding ourselves and our community to be larger and more expansive than what we could have imagined.